I'm sorry to make a fuss, Sue, but if you got something for my headache...
Excuse me, I am also suffering.
We do have some mild painkillers. I'll get them.
Mr. McKenzie, could you come through to the bridge? The captain would like to see us.
Yes, of course.
Oh, if they're for a headache, I'd like some too.
Mac, I'm afraid we've got another serious problem on our hands.
Another one?
I'm afraid so. It appears we're experiencing a buildup of carbon dioxide.
But I thought you were safe for another few days.
Yeah, under normal circumstances, but unfortunately, I think the heat's affected the CO2 conversion system.
How long do you think we got?
Impossible to say accurately, but I'd say a matter of hours.
That doesn't give Lawrence time to get here with his team.
It could be a bit of panic.
Oh, I'm not too delighted myself.
Any ideas?
Oh, there's always the sleep treatment.
It would have the respiration rate.
Well, that's all we can do, then.
I'll have a word with him while you radio through, Pat.
Right. I'll come with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I have some grave news. You may have noticed some difficulty in breathing.
Now we have.
And several people have complained of headaches. I'm afraid it's the air. We still have plenty of oxygen, but the carbon dioxide we breathe out isn't escaping. The chemical conversion unit has been affected by the heat. As we see it, there's just one chance. We must render ourselves unconscious.
How can we do that?
Asleep, our respiration rate is halved, and the air will last twice as long.
How do you propose we do that, Commodore?
Sue, I take it the first aid kit is the standard issue.
Yes, Commodore.
Could you pass it, please? Now, this, for those of you who might not know, is a standard sleep tube. Now, each tube is sufficient to render an adult instantaneously asleep and keep them asleep for approximately 10 hours.
I'm having none of it.
Now, please, let me finish. We don't have any other choice. Two people will remain awake. One will be the captain.
And I suppose the other one will be you.
No. I'm taking the easy way out. Just to show you how harmless it is, I'll go first. Now, you just unscrew the top and put this end against your forearm and press here. I'll see you all in 10 hours.
Sleep well, Commodore.
There's no need to worry about that. This stuff just...
Does the rescue base know our position? All that remains is to take a sleep tube. Ah, I see the Commodore has set us a good example.
I'm a paying passenger and I have my rights. I have no intention of taking one of those.
Miss Morley, I am not arguing with you. I am in total charge of this vessel and its occupants. I am tired, I am hot, and my head is banging. I'd much rather sleep, but it's my duty to stay awake.
Morley, we must help the captain. He must preserve the good air. Please pass me one, miss.
Thank you, Professor. Let's not waste any more time. These are microjet hypodermics. You won't feel a thing.
Here you are. Please. Oh,
thank you.
Pass them around.
Please, this way, this
thank
way.
Thank you.
I refuse to do it.
What really worries the lady, Captain, is she thinks you'll take advantage of her while she's asleep.
How dare you! I've never been so insulted.
Neither have I.
Oh, give me the damsey. Don't come any closer. There.
Sleep tight, Miss Morley.
Everything will be all right. I know it will. Are you comfortable, Mr. Schuster?
Oh, yes, thank you, Sue. Look, Mara's already asleep. See you later.